Thank you so much for coming over. Gosh, you have grown so much. Last I saw you were about 11, right? Yeah, you were barely 5 feet tall. I guess that means I must look totally different to you. What? Did he just say I look hot? Whoa. Okay, so it's super simple. I just need 3 things done. First, the hedges in my back garden trimmed. Oh gosh, that sounds so sexual. Second, if you can climb up on my roof and pound in some tiles. I need a proper covering up there, and some have started to come loose. So I just need those shoved back into place, okay? Yeah, that was deliberate. See, I'm the fun aunt, aren't I? And last, if you could come around to my bathroom. Basically, there's a window that's busted, and I just need it boarded up until I can get it fixed. It'll save me some cash and time. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I've got a lovely treat for you once you're done. I'll check in now and then, okay? That was interesting. Well, I totally get why she's so protective of him. God, he is handsome. And honestly, not that much younger than me. She had him when she was how old again? I don't remember. God, I'm an awful sister. Anyway, he's really not that much younger than me. A few years from now, he'd totally go for a woman my age. Whoa. No wonder I'm basically a puddle. I can totally see this fantasy happening. What I'd do for a long, hot shower right now. Let me go check on him. It's been a couple hours already. Hey, it looks great. Here's a drink for you. You're allowed a beer, right? Oh, you're not? Oh, well, just don't tell her then. Geez, she can be such a prude sometimes. Oh, of course. Yeah, totally. I don't mind if your top's off. Please, by all means. Your mom said you'd want to go to Emma, was it, from here? So you might as well keep your shirt fresh. Oh, your pants too? So then you're just going to work in your jocks? Okay, I guess. Well, I'm going to go make some lunch. It's getting late. Come grab a bite when you're done with the roof, okay? Oh, you're done already? Great. You're sweating so much. Is it tough out there? Yeah. Okay, well, go wash up and then grab some sandwiches. Then join me out here. So listen, what's the deal with Emma? Your mom thinks you guys are serious. Well, she sounds cool, but definitely kind of controlling. I mean, you're super young. You really shouldn't be concerned with much other than sports or games or having fun, really. For at least a couple more years. It's different as you get older. You'll probably find someone you love and then you'll see that you don't really want anyone else. Or that's what we hope for. No, I'm okay. I've just been a little lonely lately. No, don't worry. You've been fun company. So, about Emma. Maybe take a couple evenings off from her. See some friends, chill with your mom. Watch a movie, you know? Mix it up a little. Good. Well, that's just my advice. You'll do what you want anyway, right? Okay, let's go to that bathroom. Here we go. So, let me just get the door here. Oh God! Oh God! Damn! I'm so sorry! The handle just flung off. Are you okay? Where did it hit you? Your what? Oh no. That's awful. Your groin? Shit. Here, come this way. Let's go to the main bathroom. I'll get you ice or something. Damn, I feel awful. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it would just come clean off like that. Here, grab this ice. Listen, I should honestly just have a look and see. I know it's embarrassing, but you can't exactly see the underside of your scrotum. Or whether there's any bruising along your penis. Okay? Just sit here for a second. Actually, come here. Sit on this seat. I'll just bend on my knees because I honestly need to be sure you haven't, I don't know, hurt your chances of having kids. God, your mom is gonna kill me. Okay, ready? Sure? 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna tug these down now. Whoa. You are gifted. You're not erect, right? Okay, I was just making sure. Now I'm gonna touch it. First, your scrotum. Tell me if it hurts. How's that? Tender? But not deep pain, right? Okay, that's good. Sorry, are my hands cold? Now, huh? What? Did you say they feel good? What the heck, man? Emma has clearly corrupted you. Okay, now your shaft, I guess. How does it feel when I touch you here? Fine. In here? Good. How about here? Oh, a little sore? Well, it's not swollen, though it does seem to be swelling from my touch. And your balls are, from the looks of it, okay? What? You think I should check your balls again? You're such a chancer. Okay, one last time. They seem fine. Whoa, Jesus, man. You're fucking hard. What the hell? You're not. Please. Your cock has grown so much it's like an inch from my face. You're a filthy fucker. What would your mom say? We totally are related. Huh? Huh? What the fuck? That's horrible. And horrible logic. You've been jerking off to me on Instagram? So if I jerked you off now, it wouldn't be any different? Dude, you're totally crazy. Damn, look at it though. It's so big and angry. Like it's ready to spit at me. I know, I do feel bad. I'm sorry I hurt you. But you're such an attractive boy. Man, sorry. And you're my sister's son. And now you're telling me to beat your fat cock off because you've been milking your big boy dick to my pictures on Instagram? Well, of course I'm turned on. I mean, look at you. You're hot. And your cock is so beautiful. And you're rock hard for me. That's a compliment. Todd has to frickin' pop a blue pill anytime we want to have sex, and he's in his 30s. What the hell, right? Okay. Because I feel bad, I'll stroke it for you. But I don't think it's a good idea. I'm your aunt. And you're my sister's son. God, this is awful. Fuck, you are so hard. Oh, and your fucking head is so pink. And that vein just running along your shaft. Yum. I think we need to lube it up a little. Ugh. There. Now I need to coat your balls as well. Fuck, I'm terrible. But I hurt you, and I want to make you feel good. I want to make your sore, aching cock feel right again. I mean, we're just making sure that it's still all in working order, right? And the best way to make completely sure is if I lube up your fat boy dick with my spit and I massage your balls and stroke your shaft. If it feels good, then we can be sure it's in working order. But to be completely sure, your auntie should milk your load out, right? We need to not only see that those hot, thick, white jets of spunk still shoot from your tip, but that you still come bucket loads. We have to make sure, because you need to have strong swimmers. Those babies in your balls have to be dumped into someone's hot, wet, greedy cunt one day so you can have kids. Isn't that right? Yeah, I know. And you've come for me before, right? How many times? How many times during your teenage years have you laid in your bed at night, your door locked, cock covered in your mom's massage oil, slick and hot, your fists flying over your fat dick while your free hand glossed over my Instagram pictures? Which were your favorites? Really? You like the one where I'm in a bikini? Curvy old me? Yeah, you like the one where I was with my ex and my wide hips, my thick ass are on display for you? Yeah, how many times did you come to it? Really? 15, you think? You perverted fuck. What else? My legs? Yeah? Why don't I just pull up this dress and you can see my legs? Touch them too. Grab my ass. There you go. God, look at your fat cock bounce to that. I bet my hand feels so much better than yours. What did you say? Kiss you? Oh, you what? You wanna taste me? God, you're filthy. Like this? How do I taste? Your tongue tastes so fucking good. Is that what you like? Cheating on Emma with your aunt? Having your aunt stroke your aching meat while she has her tongue? Swimming around your mouth? I know what you want. Yes, I do. You want me, eye level with your cock, stroking the shaft, massaging your balls while I'm completely naked, and sucking your tip with my warm, wet, sloppy mouth. Why don't we do that? We're just checking to see that your boy dick is still working, right? We're making sure that your seed is still potent. Oh, that your spunk still shoots just the way it always did when you'd masturbate to me every night. Oh, imagine if your mommy knew you were pounding your meat in your bed, just next door to pictures of her sister, who, I should point out, looks very similar to her. God, you're such a fucking pervert. I can feel your balls practically tighten. When I talk about your mommy, do you beat off to her too? You know, she told me that she hears you masturbate at night. She's seen your jocks full of your creamy baby batter in the laundry. She's been able to smell your sex after you come. She told me that if she uses the washroom after you, she's bound to find spunk practically across the walls because you come so hard. Your nut is so potent you can't even find all your seed to clean it up. You fucking filthy pervert. If only she knew you were generating that much spunk because you were thinking about her and me. Thinking about slipping this fat, veiny cock deep down my throat and coming. Did you like the pictures of me with my tongue out? Yeah, you like my tongue? The same tongue that's wrapped around your fat mushroom tip? I bet you came extra hard beating off to that. And now your fantasy is reality. Now you've got me on my knees, stroking your boy dick, milking it, sucking at your tip like a lollipop, and telling you all the filthy things you want to hear. Yeah, that's what you like, right? My nephew is a filthy fucking pervert. You're a deviant, you know. Cheating on your girlfriend, using my mouth and feeling my body up. Yeah, obviously I can feel your hands. Oh, you've been rubbing across all of me, my thighs, my breasts. You seem to love my pink nipples, my big areolas. You like how silky they feel? I have a treat for you. You hold your cock and jack it off while I talk to you and show off my body. Here, feel my ass. It's so soft and warm. Imagine slapping your cock all over it. Better yet, do it. Yeah, is that good? In here. See how pink my cunt is when I spread it open for you like this? Oh, and look at how wet I am. I've been dripping practically into a puddle since I saw you this morning. I wanted to run off to treat my pussy to a furious orgasm, But I was afraid you'd come inside and find me. Now I'm standing over you with my pussy spread. Taste it. Dip your tongue into my warmth. Feel how my clit responds to your tongue. God. Yeah. Do I taste good? Do I taste better than Emma? No woman's cunt is always better than a girl's. Enjoy it. And keep stroking that cock. It's almost time to come. What do you want to see now? My tongue? Here. Taste it? Yeah, kiss it and taste it while you stroke that boy dick. Your lips feel good. Your tongue. So hungry for my mouth. Does it make you want to come? Where are you gonna put it? Down my throat? Or should I leave my tongue out and stroke it onto my tongue for you? That way you get to look at my eyes and my pretty face and my hands. Yeah, I know you like my hands and my tongue. And then you can coat it and I'll swallow it and suck the last dribbles of seed right out of your cock, just the way you want it. Emma's never done that for you, has she? She's never gotten down on her knees like I am, lying as low as I can while you sit there with your cock dangling, rock fucking hard, inches from my face, the taste of my tongue and my lips still in your mouth, on your lips, your hand wrapped around the back of my head. Here, I'll lick and suck and force your balls to contract because I want that seed now. You've been getting your fat cock serviced by me for so long now and I'm getting hungry and my arm's getting tired. Oh, I want to milk you dry and eat your cum, okay? Yeah, of course that's fucking okay. You pervert. You know what? I'll be your cum rag. Your filthy cum rag aunt. Your own mommy's sister. Sprawled naked on the ground. My ass in the air. My tongue sucking your pink mushroom tip for all it's worth. Tugging on your balls and milking your shaft with my soft hands. It's time. Mark me. Make sure you get some on my face. I want something to touch myself to later. I want to have the taste of your cock and your cum on my tongue. I want to have your jizz on my lips, my cheeks. I want to remember how your eyes are starting to roll back into your handsome head because you're getting so close. Oh, you're grabbing my head so hard. Taking control. I fucking love that. Use me. Deposit your cum where it belongs. In your cum rag auntie's filthy mouth. On her pretty face and into her tummy. Oh, come on. Please, fill my tummy. Oh, I'll walk around with your cum in my tummy while I talk to your mommy later. Her own son's seed. His baby's bouncing around in my tummy while we hang out. Does that make you close? It does. Here, hold my chin like this, and let the head of your cock lie in my tongue. And I'll stroke it out. Come on, big boy. Oh, do it. Mark your aunt. Oh, if you give me a big enough load, we'll know that your cock is working just fine. Oh, we'll know that your dick, your fat boy dick is still working, and that you're ready to impregnate and breed a woman. I wonder who the lucky lady will be. Oh, I wish it'd be me. Oh, I wish you'd come around again and slip into me. Oh, you know I'd let you, right? I'd let you impregnate me. Oh, it's fucking filthy, but who would know? Your baby in my belly. Oh, you could keep fucking me throughout the pregnancy. Never having to wear a condom because you knocked me up. If you come hard enough, I'll send you pictures and video of my spread cunt. My tongue. My tits. My ass. Whatever you want to jerk off to. Every night. You can have it. Now. Come. Oh, that's some good timing. Oh, every last drop. God, you're still coming. Here, slap it dry onto my tongue and my cheeks. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. God, your creamy spunk on your auntie's pretty face. You know, I meant what I said. I know it's complicated, but if you wanted to, you could have my cunt. We just shouldn't think about it too much. I'm just a horny cum rag, and you're just a hung pervert. We need each other, don't we?